With their worst nightmare. And if the deal happens, it will be great for the country of Iran, for the entire region, and the world at large.
The president says, as a show of good faith, Iran allowed some oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz.
They said to show you the fact that we're real, solid, and we're there. We're going to let you have 8 votes of oil.
Good.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just.
So just for the record, the meeting was opened at 5:09 p.m. Thursday, March 26, 2026, meeting of the Community Relations and Blight Committee. The pledge was recited. The members present are Mr. Chevrella, Mr. Santos, and Mr. Sill. They added one item to the agenda, which is the Derby Rotary request for signs. That's going to be item number 10. And adjournment will be moved to a number 11. And my name is Mark Garfalo. I spoke in the public portion. I'm town clerk. And the mic was muted. That's why nobody heard it. So that's a summary.
So we're ready to go now. We waited for you, Mr. Bartulis. Yes.
Sure. Thank you.
We're going to start with number... we're through with the public portion. I'll ask one more time. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Karen probably didn't hear.
Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? Okay, the public portion is closed.
I'm trying to speak and it's not letting me speak. Can you hear me?
There you go now, Karen. We can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Go
I was ahead. Crying before too when it was very quiet. But I guess you were hearing me because I saw Mark go scurrying off and suddenly I was muted. So I was persistent though. So I am here now. My name is Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I'm speaking on the item for Wittick Park. You're talking about the Phragmites, or as you have it listed, cattails. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're very invasive and they certainly are taking over the park area there. So it'll be glad to see it be addressed. At the same time, too, when the fields were approved back 20 years ago, number one, it was stipulated that the amount of fertilizers and any product that was being put onto the fields was supposed to be regulated, measured by a professional who is specific to doing those applications. Part of that also was to have the water tested to make sure that the nitrogen levels and other levels that would demonstrate that the chemicals were getting to the ponds, that water was supposed to be tested on a annual basis. I'm not certain that either of those two things are happening now. So I would hope is that as you're reviewing Wittick Park and its conditions, that you also look into the conditions of the application of chemicals to the fields and the quality of the water that is there. And that is
all
I have to say, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. Anyone else from the public? Okay, the public portion is closed. We'll move on to number six, Blight Department. We'll have our blight review. Everyone has this copy of the latest here.
Okay, good evening, Cameron Leeds, a blight officer. You have our sheet as far as the monies that are out right now at the on fines. At this point, we are... Questions on those? Okay. We're starting to place final notices on properties that were given notices, didn't repair the property, and now we're sending out the final notices, and then the next step would be filing liens on the properties, which we've already done on, just so you know, on One Pine Street, where we had that graffiti, that lien's been filed. And the Crescent Street, the one with the tarp on the roof, that's in a final notice. And then a house on Indian Avenue, that's on final notice. Some of these people have remediated their properties prior to the final notice going out. So they're calling me to talk about the fines. So what I'll do is I'll make appointments with them. I'll see what the situation is. And then I'll bring it forward to the board if I feel anything should be done with that. Because some people did remediate it. They said they tried to get us notified on it. And, you know, but somehow it got lost somewhere. But I'll go out. The property was inspected already on a couple of them. And they're looking to do something on the fines. I told them that's not the norm, but I will, you know, give them the courtesy of going out. I'll look at it. If I feel something should be done with them, I'll make a presentation to the board, and we'll go forward from that.
And work with counsel on that, and
right.
As far as when they start the fines and the clock ticking, and you know.
Yeah, I already asked how I could freeze a fine, because on one property I felt it should be frozen. I already put a note into Matt for that, Attorney Sponheimer. I need one thing on 50 Coppola Terrace. Several weeks ago, I sent Matt a release of a lien on that house. The fine went back to 2018 or 19, I believe. The lien is on the property, and I think they may be trying to sell it. So I need to get the process to get that taken care of.
It's not on here, though?
Let me get this right. We have a lien on property?
Correct.
And it's unreleased?
Right. I think it went back to 2019. And what happened was the person on the house called me up. I think they were either trying to sell the house or get a mortgage or something. Yeah. Where they did a title search and the lien came up. And I looked at it and there is a lien on it. It was in the file.
Do we have a file on this?
Yes. And I sent a copy of
And
the
was it
lien.
ever remediated?
Yeah.
And do we know when it was
No.
remediated?
I can't give you that. I could check, but I can't give you an answer on
And
that.
you have nothing that went to the Board of Aldermen on it.
No, I mean, this was back to 2019
Yeah.
when the lien was placed. I found a couple of those where liens were placed a long time ago. Properties were probably
That doesn't
remediated.
mean they're invalid, though. So
I understand, but I need to know what I could tell this gentleman. I mean, he's been calling me up. I need to how to resolve. How do I resolve this? I've never had this come across for myself, so
Well,
I need to know what procedures are.
we have dealt with this before, but we'll talk about it offline. It's
Okay.
not a they're calling up, so we're going to release the lien. It may have to be satisfied in some fashion.
I need to know how.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
Usually you pay
I know
to
that.
get a lien released. So
Oh, I understand.
we
I
have to
totally
see
understand that. Thing is,
what this calculates out to, and then see if there's a way to
I'll see if
combine
there's
it.
something in the file as when it was remediated.
Yeah.
But if not, then we'll just have to sit down and talk,
We'll have to
discuss how we
figure
can work this out with them.
try to figure it out, but
All right.
yeah.
There's probably a couple of them that are like that, from what I could see in the files. That liens were listed 2018, 2019, and nothing happened after that. Okay, so I'll look through the file, I'll see if there's something there, and I'll email it to you either tomorrow or
Okay.
Monday. Right?
Yeah, thanks.
On a safety issue, there's a fence along the railroad track where the crossings come down and back to the Red Raider Plaza. That was a couple of months ago. I got a hold of the MTA. They did come out and fix the fence.
Okay.
All right, they put it back up because the fence was leaning over. Someone called about somebody could have went through the fence or something.
Sure.
Looked like a truck backed up on it. But the truck was fixed. MTA was pretty quick on it. Metro North. I got a hold of somebody, and between us, we got it taken care of. This week, there were a couple of bins, clothing bins, in some parking lots. We're going to get a lot of that now. People dropping stuff off, and I got one bin removed from Lowe's parking lot, and the one at Aldi's was a mess. And Linda Fusco called me on it yesterday, and got a hold of a guy in New York, and he emptied it out last night. So we'll probably get a lot of those now with those bins getting filled up.
Yeah. Spring
Right.
cleaning and everything. They
Yeah, with the
just
snow,
throw
especially
anything
with the
there.
snow gone now, I'll be getting a lot of
Right. Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's about it right now.
You remember talking about 2D Street?
Yes.
Down at the end over there?
Yes.
Because I got another complaint on that. I don't
Okay, I'll go back and look at it. It was
evidently in the yard. They have a large structure and it's on city property.
In the yard itself?
Yeah.
I know the yard is fenced.
Yeah.
I took pictures of it. I went there one time. The lady was yelling at me. So, I didn't want to cause an issue. But they had stuff in the street.
There's a trailer.
There was
on
a trailer
city
there,
property
right.
there.
And then they had some cars there. They cleaned a lot of it up. So, I'll go back there.
Take a
what,
look. See
they have a
what you
picture
think.
in there back there?
Huh?
I saw a pickup back there.
Yeah, there's a lot of
And
stuff
looks like,
back there.
yeah, it's a mess
And they
back
have
there.
the fence, so you sort of
You
can't see
can't
it.
see it. You have
Looks
to.
like they built some kind of structure on the city part way in the back
All right, I'll have to go
towards
look at
the
that.
mountain.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look at that. I'll probably have to do that on Monday. All right, and
And how about, I was talking to Mark before the meeting, and I don't know if you heard me, the canals up here on Roosevelt Drive, across from where Apollo was.
yes,
All that overgrowth tree and vines and everything.
on the
Mark,
as you're going up on the left side or the right
yeah,
side?
on the left side, not the one on the corner there by the mountain there. These two stand alone there. Years ago, it was all open. People fished there actually and everything, but now anything could be in there. You wouldn't know. It's all dead and everything. So I wonder if Mark is going to help you find the owner.
Okay, cross the street from Paul.
Yeah, on that side.
Yeah.
Well, look, I just want to look to see who was. I'm not quite sure.
All right, I'll check that out. Just let me know and I'll go inspect that
okay.
out.
That's all I have. I don't know if.
Yeah, if you can clarify for me on number 33, I guess 235 West Park Street. It says that the date blight find or end date or current date was 2/10/2026. But
What was the address? I'm sorry.
The 235 West Park Avenue?
We don't have a West Park.
I don't have a West Park. You got the wrong address.
But it says West Park Avenue
yeah.
here, 235 West Park Avenue.
I don't have the form.
That's in the city.
That's what?
It's in the city.
Can I see that?
Says New Haven, Connecticut.
This is John, but I want to say the name.
Where were you?
33.
Number 33, right here. Going across.
Oh, no, that was taken care of.
Ah, that was taken care of.
Yeah, he should have been taken off the list.
Okay. Okay.
That was 33 East 9th Street, I think, or 8th Street.
Ah, okay.
Okay, the guy was working in the street on a car. But he built it.
And just another question regarding the River Walk on the Derby side going towards where the new walking area is at by the track. A fence is down there. I was riding and people were like nodding their heads on a fence that's down on that side going on the River Walk down by the
where
bridge.
Where BJ's is?
No, on the other side where O'Sullivan Island is at.
Okay.
Right alongside the track.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll find that.
You're talking over here, like under Route 8?
Going, right, under Route 8, you got the bridge where the tracks are at, goes over the underpass.
There's a trestle there.
Yeah, trestle.
Okay.
And you take a left right there. The fence is all down.
All right.
A different spot than you looked at.
Yeah, I'll find out what you're talking about, and I'll take a look at it.
Thanks.
All right, just...
It'll be public work.
Yeah, maybe send them down first, if okay. They hit. Because they do maintain those fences, they're right.
All right, so that's more like a maintenance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And just as we're talking about the Riverwalk, the property on the other side of the Riverwalk, there's some trash down on the mountain there. As you see it as you're walking along the walkway, where, you know, where BJ's is.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Walkway there. If you look across the river.
So it's not down. Oh, it's on the riverside?
It's on across the river, from the walk, across the river, okay. On that slope that comes down, back at Derby Avenue.
Derby Avenue, okay.
We found that the property is with the power companies. So we're trying to get the power companies to clean that area up. How much luck I'm going to have, I don't know.
Yeah, good luck.
Because they have an easement on it. There's no way we're going to, I've talked about this many times. To get that slope cleaned out. So we are working on it.
We cleaned it out years ago, but people come in, new renters, this and that.
Right.
They could just throw it down.
Exactly. And this, you know, the guy's from New York. He's a real nice guy. I've been talking to him. We're trying to figure out a way to get that slope. I even gave him somebody to try and go down there, but he just can't go down from the top. There's no driveway. You can't get a truck back there.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous to walk down there. But we are working on it with the power company. So
great.
See if I can get them to do it.
Thanks.
Just in case somebody gets a call on that.
Okay.
All right, and there's some other properties that have liens on them that we could call it. They're trying to sell. I'm just referring those to.
Yeah.
To you guys.
Here,
you
can do that.
You shut it off.
Oh, I shut it off. Do that, and we'll.
I know there's one on Minerva Street, 77.
Oh, we.
Constantine.
We're very much aware of 77.
Right. I know he's trying to sell that.
Yes, he is.
Matter of fact. Somebody called me on it yesterday that there was a realtor involved, and I said, you know what?
Yeah, so there was going to be a foreclosure sale in the next week or two. It strikes me it was the Easter weekend that the foreclosure sale was supposed to happen, but they filed a motion saying that they think they may have a buyer, so yep. They got it extended,
okay.
And the court extended the foreclosure sale. But as we have pointed out to that gentleman's counsel, that is there are two foreclosures going, one by the city and one by Tower. Tower is foreclosing its tax liens, not our tax liens, which will remain of record. And subsequent to their tax liens is our blight lien. And our blight lien, I believe, is for roughly $600,000.
660, I
think. Yeah, just the ballpark.
Just so a number, yeah.
We weren't really looking to do much there.
Okay.
We sort of think the equity in that property, that's been blighted forever and a real eyesore. So,
another question on Roosevelt Drive. Mary Salato, the attorney.
Yeah.
I can't get a hold of her.
Yeah.
She won't return my calls. Mm. Trying to find out what's going on with that 1011 Roosevelt. Now, 1015 Roosevelt is the house that had the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman, I understand, is incarcerated, if he's still in. Mm-hmm. How do we handle that? Because he's going to have a blighted property on the other side of the street.
I don't know. Talk to me. Talk to us in the office here.
Okay.
Do we have a lien on that one?
No.
Okay.
No, that because that happened after the fire.
Yeah.
But he owns the house on the other corner. That's a mess. And then I have a problem across the street from that. That whole corner is
terrible. I won't buy
a terrible corner, and I'm just trying to get it. You know, I'm filing final notices now, and we're going to be filing liens on it. Again, the problem with the lien is that once you file the lien, it doesn't help, to be honest with you.
Because it
doesn't get the property cleaned up until they start calling me up, which is what we're looking at.
Well, what happens is when you bring a foreclosure action.
Well, if you want to go that far, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we may have to be doing
sometimes
that.
Sometimes we have to.
I went by Pine Street the other day. It's still a mess. She's got signs in the windows. We're going to have to think about doing something like that.
As soon as...
Because the lien is filed.
The lien is now filed.
There was no mortgage, from what I understand, on the property.
We're going to start a foreclosure.
But we should start a foreclosure in that house.
We're not waiting a day.
Yeah, that house, I mean, I tried to talk to the lady one time. She wouldn't even... She's talking to me through the window.
Yeah, there's something wrong there. Freedom of speech is one thing.
Whatever it is, you know, whether she's older than I understand, but so am I.
Yeah.
And
I don't need to act for something.
Okay, any other questions?
Nope, we're all set. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to number 7. WPCA request for bid waiver. Wet Well Wizard, $18,191.20. Discussion? Mr. Sampson.
Good evening. Charlie Sampson. I'm the chairman of WPCA committee, also a fine Derby resident. I come before you tonight. We budget every year in an attempt to cut costs in our budget. We found that putting these well pumps into our pumps that we have around town. We have 4 of them. We have one at Burkeville. We have one on Division Street. We have one on Patty Ann Terrace. And we have one on Roosevelt Drive, the big one that they just did a couple of years back. It drastically reduces the cost of us going in there and actually doing the work to clean the grease and everything else that these pumps separate from the wastewater that comes into the plant. We looked at a couple of small companies. Because three out of the 4 are smaller pumps. So we looked at a couple of the companies, and Wet Well Wizard, it was the company that was chosen. They gave us a package deal on all 4. We already have one of them installed in Burtville, which is, I'm being told, is doing a phenomenal job with the separation of the materials that are coming through. Division Street and Patty Ann Terrace are also smaller ones, but because Roosevelt Drive is our largest pumping station for wastewater, this one came in a little bit more than what we could spend without a bid waiver. And what we're looking for the bid waiver for is to try to keep all 4 of the pumps at the 4 stations through the same company, so that maintenance and service and warranties is just through one entity instead of mixing and matching different ones throughout the city.
How long have we used that company?
We just installed Burtville over the last summer. So this will be Roosevelt Drive will be the second one we're doing, followed by Division Street and then Patty Ann.
Any questions?
Grease that you're saying that gets piled up in the pumps, are most of them residential businesses or what?
It's I'm going to say, because of the area, it's probably 90% residential. So people cook their bacon and then just take their grease and throw it down the sink. But it doesn't do just grease. It does, you know, hair and other products that come through there. It aerates everything, so it continues to flow and it doesn't coagulate in the pumps, which we have today. We budget $25,000 a year to go in and clean those out, hire somebody to go in and clean those out. And with these pumps, we're hoping to cut that cost in less than half.
Okay. Now, the reason why most businesses are, they have that illegal dump in their drainage area, but 90% is most residential, so you can't do much with that.
Correct.
Okay.
So, Charles, so you're saying that putting this in will cut your cleaning bill from $25,000 in half?
Yes.
So basically in a year and a half, it will pay for itself?
Right.
That was my next question. Again, in the fact that you already used this vendor, obviously have good results. Why would we even think of using somebody else? I mean,
we're trying to keep it so, and again, from a software perspective, with my job, I try to go with one vendor that handles everything. It's just much easier to get service, the contracts that come through, just one vendor instead of having who owns this one, who owns that one, who do I have in contact for this one. So that's why we're looking for the waiver.
Especially when you get familiar with them and you have a good experience with them.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion?
I do apologize.
All right.
This one is for just the bid waiver.
This is just a bid waiver for the Roosevelt Drive pump station only. The other ones came in under the threshold for going out to bid.
Okay.
So this was a package deal they put together. It lowered the price, but it's still above the bid price.
And that's the worksheet that we were given at 18,191, everything there.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So Charlie, why is this one more? Is it a bigger pump?
Yeah, our Roosevelt Drive's our largest pump station.
Okay.
At Ann Terrace. The other three are smaller, a lot smaller, so they're actually half the price of this one here. But Roosevelt Drive being just redone a few years back through the referendum money, it's our largest in town.
Okay. We have a motion for the bid waiver to bring it to the full board.
Like me make that motion?
Okay. Motion by Mr. Chevarella, seconded by Mr. Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, moving on to number 8. Whittock Park Reservoir, it's Cattails. There's someone to speak on this, or?
Earlier this week, I got a call from Alderwoman Smith, Falcione Smith, and she was quite upset about some things, the way that Whittock Park looked, particularly around the cattails. She said there's really no way to get to the water. So we were able to put together a meeting with Public Works. Mike Piscinieri went up there, Mark Matta went up, he's the new foreman, and we got someone from Deep to go up as well and to meet with her. And they did extensive walking, and it's true that you can't really get to the water.
You can't even see it. Yeah.
You can't. And he said, you know, if you guys can get this cleaned up, I'd be happy to help you stock the pond, which, you know, would be wonderful. So he gave us several ways to approach it. One is to drain the water and let them die. It would be a hard drain, though.
That would kill all the fish, everything in there.
It would. Or you can overfill it and drown them. Or you can come up with some kind of a vehicle that would come and take them out. And I think in the past we have done that to a point.
A couple years ago we did a portion of it, but big job.
Correct.
Big job.
So I think Robin was very satisfied with the conversation. She understands that it was coming here today. I think this is for discussion only. I think we need to look into costs, most effective ways, and ways that would get it done in time to be able to stock the fish, which is, I think, something that people here really enjoy.
I know the Elks used to have their fishing rodeo up there, but now you can't even do it because you can't fish.
You can't get there.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, so any questions? That was the gist. I wasn't there. Robin was, but it was, from what I understand, a very productive and helpful meeting.
Good.
She felt very good about it when she left.
Glad to hear. That would be wonderful to clean that up. Jeez.
It really would.
Used to be nice because they allow kayaking even in there, but you probably can't even get to the water for that.
You can't.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, one of progress, and hopefully we can work this out.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 9, request to use Derby Green National Day of Prayer. You have a letter on this, May 7th, 2026. Discussion, possible recommendation. Is there anyone here for that?
Mr. Chair, it's Mark Garfalo. The folks came in and visited the mayor's office and submitted the letter. The one thing we have to just work out is the insurance that you require to be on the green. Because it's not like an entity. It's just some folks that are getting together to do it. So we're trying to work to help them get the insurance part of it squared away.
So if we're in favor of this today, by the time we get to the full board in a couple of weeks, we'll probably have it.
Correct. I just wanted to make you just so that everything you're aware of that variable, but we're trying to work that out.
Sounds like a nice thing. Yeah.
They've done it in the past and it's usually attended by about 25 to 30 people. If that wasn't in the letter, I can't remember.
Yeah. But that's nice. Yeah. Hey, could I get a motion to in favor of that, to bring it to the full board?
Aye.
Motion by Mr. Santos. Second.
Second.
By Mr. Chevarella. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So passed. Number 10, this is a letter we got today and we added the rotary notice. To put a sign across the street in that new little park over there.
I know that the ladies want to speak, but I'm just going to set the stage for you. So when we first got here, the first year we were in office, we let them put a sign along with the flags on the green, and the sign got moved. And so last year, understanding that there were issues with signs on the green, we moved it over to the parking area across from Twisted Vine, and it seemed to be fine. But I understand there are some objections with that as well. Now, the ladies have been given by our town clerk some other alternatives, and I ask them if they're happy with those. Do they want to stick with that, or do they want to use a place that they consider more prominent? I can't speak for them, but I can say that the mayor and I had given them tentative ability to put a yard sign here at City Hall where there will be some flags, and the bigger banner across the street. Ladies, would you like to
record it? Huh? You weren't recorded.
Oh, yeah, it's on. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hi, good afternoon, Board of Aldermen. As Linda had mentioned.
We have your name and address for the record.
Sure. Linda Holmes Hannon, Derby Shelton Rotary Club. I'm a native of Derby, but I live in Shelton. And I've been with the Rotary Club 20 plus years, and, you know, Derby Shelton Rotary Clubs, we do a lot of good things in our community in Derby and Shelton. We read to the kids. We do salt and sand for the senior citizens on their porches in the wintertime. We do dictionaries to all the third graders. I mean, we're a great volunteer organization, and we love Derby. We love Shelton, and we've been doing the Flags for Heroes here this is our 5th annual, and it's our 3rd annual in Derby. And, you know, anything we make from this Flags for Heroes, we give back to the community. We've given the police department first aid kits, autism kits. We've given the fire department six cameras, infrared cameras for them to use. We raised the money we got from here, we gave to them. We also, this past year, we did for the veterans. We're the Veterans Memorial here in Derby on Saturday. We're putting new handicap railings in there for them. So, you know, we just want to sell flags in Derby. Derby's a great city. I'm a native. I'm very proud of Derby. And, you know, we want to just sell flags and need to get some exposure to the community. So that's what the signs are for. And I understand, you know, Main Street is all newly renovated. It does look beautiful. But
as far as just for discussion 100%. Among us, I don't really have a problem with it over there. But we need to come up with an ordinance or something so there's only one sign at a time. I want 4 or 5 or even 2 signs there because it'll look like a circus over there, you know. Yeah. And for discretion of the alderman, of course. So who puts the sign up? But in first come, first serve, and we decide if we even put it up. But I would say one sign at a time and nothing over. I don't know what size sign you're even. Yeah. Did you put it here? What size?
5x7 banner. It's 5x7.
5 inches? 5 inches by 7 inches?
Yeah. No, 5, I think by 7. And then I understand, you know, maybe we could put the yard sign just on the corner of Elizabeth Street, right by the door of the entrance to Town Hall, you know, not right on Main Street. If you don't want it there, it's a concern.
I have one question. I believe you mentioned the final sale of the flags. Like, when can the person... dead drop date that you
May 15th is it May 15th. Right now believe it or not, Derby's beating Shelton. Derby's really selling a lot of flags already.
Well, the
you guys, they love, I mean, it looks beautiful on that green.
Yeah,
it really, really is moving. And we sell over 300 down in Shelton, and we get another 125 last year we had in Derby. Felicia
don't
Monica
leave until July 4th, huh?
No, July 4th.
No, that's one of my
that would have been nice because it looks beautiful. Would have been nice to be there for July 4th.
We left it an extra week. We're going to June 25th. July 4th, the fireworks, it's madness downtown. So, I mean, but Derby, you don't get anybody on the green, do you, during 4th of July?
We have a concert up there that night sometimes.
July 4th, that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite sure what's going on those days.
Just something to think about.
We could think about that, yeah. No, thank you for the feedback.
My follow-up question was to the fact of leaving the signs up for a certain time period. Because we need to, like, have a start date. Okay, it's going to be on wherever on this
date,
and then it comes down.
That date.
You know, and that has to be provided by, you know, any organization. Because I agree that once we do it for the Rotary Club, we're going to do it for everybody. But then I like what you said, setting up an ordinance. Setting up an ordinance more so that it protects the beautification that we're doing here in the town, in the city. And also, you know, we just can't be up there, and if it's ripped or shambles, wind and stuff like that.
Well, we'll watch it.
Yeah, we know who to reach out to.
Well, we'll make sure that they get. I mean, we have them in Shelton. We put on the Riverwalk one there. We have them on a bunch of fences, all over there.
That bigger signs.
Yeah. And then we put the flags on the bridge. The beautiful flags on the bridge look gorgeous on the Shelton Bridge.
Yeah, really.
It really was moving with the beautiful lights on the bottom, the red, white, and blue lights. I mean, it was pictures. So really, really looked great out there.
Full board.
So you don't need the flag. I mean, the sign after May 15th when you stop selling, right?
Right. Yeah.
To create an ordinance.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're just going to okay the sign. We'll have to work on it.
Take a month. We'll wait.
For now, you can just make a motion to bring this.
Yeah.
Be in favor of it. Bring it to the full board.
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to bring this to the full board.
Okay.
So that we can get it done.
Perfect.
2 weeks. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Motion by Mr. Santos. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Chevarella. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So pass. We'll bring that to the full boards and we'll discuss it there again if you'd like to come that night. You know.
When is that?
It's 2 weeks from tonight.
April 9th. 5 o'clock? Okay.
Seven.
Okay.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you. Okay, number 11, I'll make a motion to adjourn at 5:47. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Santos. All in favor?
Aye.
Stand adjourned. Thank you.